The book of Acts this morning, Acts chapter 6, and I'll read one verse there, and then we'll read a few in chapter 7 as well. And I believe this is what the Lord have us to preach. I want to say this, that with all that goes on in our life and in our world that we're in, it is good to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I do not know how folk make it that do not know the Lord, don't have him in their heart. Because listen to me, there's a time when you're not around all the family, you ain't around all the friends. And if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you are alone. Amen. But if you're saved, you can't ever be alone. Amen. And I'm glad of that today. Acts chapter 6, you're well and able to stand this morning. I want to read verse 8 and then we'll go into chapter 7. Acts chapter 6 and verse number 8 today. The Bible says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." Then look over at the latter part of chapter 7 and beginning in verse 54. Acts chapter 7 and beginning in verse number 54. The Bible said when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you, I can say it as well with my soul. Thank you for your abiding presence in our heart. I pray now in this preaching time that you touch these lips of clay. Anoint me, loose me, help me to preach. May sinners be saved here this morning. Lord, no doubt in a congregation this size, there is individuals that know not you as Savior. I pray this will be the day, this will be the place, this will be the hour they get birth in the family of God. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 60 where I'll bring our thought from this morning, where the Bible says, "And he kneeled down," speaking about Stephen, "and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, 'Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." I want to preach this morning, the Lord helping me, just a few minutes on this question: will it do when you're dying? Will it do when you're dying? We have been associated with death a lot here in the last few days, and that is on my mind. As so much the Bible said in Hebrews, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. I want to ask you the most important question that you've ever answered in your life: will what you claim as salvation, or what you claim will get you into heaven, will it really do when you're dying? When there's not another chance, when there's not another moment, when death comes, lays a hold of you, will what you claim that's going to get you to heaven, will it really get you there? Amen. Will it do when you're dying? It said about Stephen, as he's being stoned to death, he fell asleep. I find that interesting. And by the way, you study this New Testament, and it's death is often, as far as saved folk now, saved folk, it's said as they fell asleep, or sleep is used. Now that's not soul sleep, but it's just like this. You lay down. and you leave this body and you open your eyes in the presence of Jesus. Can I tell you, there's nothing you can know for sure more than that very fact that you are really ready to meet God. Somebody may not understand why folks shout here and cry and wave their hand. It's because they are acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He changed their life. He's made a difference in their life. He's real to us. It is not make-believe. It's not something we do for Sunday. Hey, but it's a personal relationship that I have with Christ today. I know Him, and He knows me this morning. Oh, friend, I ask you, will it do when you're done? Oh, I thought about Stephen here. There's four things I noticed about Stephen. First, there's Stephen's start. For Stephen was saved. Did you notice that verse in chapter 6? He's full of faith. There's a time in Stephen's life that he turned to Christ, put his faith in Jesus. Now, a lot of folk talk about faith, and they don't have real faith. Amen. My faith is not in the church. My faith is not in me. My faith this morning is in Jesus Christ and Him alone. It is not faith in Him and faith in other things. My faith is settled. Hey, my start began 37 years ago when I got born again. I put my faith in Him. I put the keeping of my soul in Him today. Oh, friend, have you started this journey? Amen. Hey, he's saved. He's a spiritual man. He's a serving man. Oh, friend, listen to me. This is reality. Amen. I'm telling you, had to know Christ in your heart. There's nothing else like it. Amen. I hear folk drop names all the time. I know so-and-so, and I've met so-and-so. There ain't nobody greater. There's nobody better. There's nobody higher. There's nobody more holy. There's nobody more lovely. Oh, hallelujah, than Jesus Christ. And I really know Him. Oh, my soul. Hey, it's settled in my soul today. Hey, I know Christ. I began the journey with Him, and it's been a lovely journey. Oh, yes. Oh, free great God in heaven. I'm glad to know Him. I'm glad He knows my name. He knows my needs. He knows everything about me. He loves me. He cares for me. He looks after me. Hey, I'm telling you today, Stephen could die well because Stephen started right. Oh, yes. Stephen start. Then I see secondly, in chapter 7, I see Stephen's sermon. And what a sermon. It was a sound sermon. Go home and read it. Verse 2 down through about verse 50 or so. He starts about Abraham. God called him out of the Ur of the Chaldees. Hey, I like what one mountain preacher said about the Ur of the Chaldees. He said, that's the city limits of hell. That's where he found old Abram. He found him Abram, got him out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and made him Abraham. Amen. Hey, God found you, if you're saved, in the very city limits of hell, about to drop off into hell, and God rescued you, God saved you, God changed you, God put something different in you. Hey, friend, today, he began to say, Abraham, I started with him when he got right with God. Amen. He talked about from there to Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and David and Solomon in this sermon. And then he got talking about the just one. He let them know, fellas, ain't been many days ago, there's one named Jesus. Amen. That took my sin, took your sin, took the sin of the whole world, laid it on himself, nailed the sin to his cross. Hey, the just one. You get that this morning? Yeah, man, Stephen said, he's the just one. There ain't but one. He didn't say the just ones. Amen. He said the just one. Amen. Hey, Jesus loved you that much. That's right. Hey, you hear me this morning. You go to hell out of this service. You're going to step over the love of God. You're going to step over the prayers of this church. You're going to step over the sermon of this preacher. You're going to have to step over a lot. Had to get into hell because it's available. Salvation is proclaimed to you today. You can be saved. You can be forgiven right here this morning. Amen. Hey, it's a sound sermon. Hey, it was a straight sermon. Hey, there's some folks sometimes think I get too straight. You wouldn't want Stephen preaching to you. Back yonder in verse 51, he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you'd always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. So do ye. It was straight. Thank God for preachers that'll tell it like it is. Amen. Hey, I'm glad you're here. I want you to come back tonight. I want you to come back Wednesday night. I want you to be here every time the doors open. But I want to promise you this, by the good help of the Lord, every time you're here and we have a man of God in the pulpit, or I'm standing in the pulpit, you're going to hear the truth. It'll be straight. It'll be right. Hey, we want to warn you, there's a hell to shut and a heaven to gain. Amen. Oh, it sounded straight. Hey, it stirred. I'll tell you, those of us saved now, it's stirring us in a good way this morning. Amen. I'm getting a good case of the can't help it. Amen. You see, that embarrasses me and you get like that. Be embarrassed. Amen. I just want you to know, friend, the wells are springing up on the inside. And I'm going to do like the Samaritan woman. Come see a man. Come see a man. Oh, yes. He changed me. He did something I couldn't do for myself. Oh, friend, today I want you to know the truth, and I want it to stir you. Oh, this crowd got stirred. They got mad. Matter of fact, they got so mad, according to verse 54, they gnashed on him with their teeth. And then they stoned him to death. Man, that's pretty upset. Hey, man, can I say something right here? You know me well enough. I'm a gospel preacher. Hey, man, because it takes the gospel to get saved. But it makes folk upset. How dare you say Jesus is the only way? Well, I didn't write it. I'm repeating it. And it was Jesus that said it about himself. Amen. Now, you may want to create a Jesus for yourself, but it won't help you. But the Jesus of this Bible, amen, came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. And I want to say this. I'm glad for the day that he sought me out. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of folk want to leave you a lot of things. But I'm telling you, the teaching of this Bible is a man to get saved takes the Holy Ghost. I have to reveal to him he's lost. And it takes the Holy Ghost to point the man to Jesus. Amen. And it's the Holy Ghost that births you in the family. Amen. Oh, Stephen's start. See Stephen's sermon. Then let me say number three, Stephen's stand. Because here they come. They're mad. They're gnashing on him with their teeth. They throw him out of the city. They began to pick up stones. Had to stone him to death. But old Stephen don't change his tune. Hey, he faced that crowd. Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to tell you something. I'm talking about will it do when you're dying. Stephen's been a part of the early church. Matter of fact, Stephen is one of the original seven deacons of the church of Jerusalem. You say, well, I thought he was a deacon. What a he is a preaching deacon. Yeah. You say, I don't know about it. I can't help it. That's what he was. Amen. He was saved. He is filled with the Holy Ghost. He is a man of faith. He is a man of character. Hey, and he began to tell others what Jesus had done. Man, when they're upset, he don't run. He don't recant. Amen. He didn't say, "Now I'm sorry for what I preached." Like some of these fellows on TV, they'll make a statement, then they'll go in there and recant. Now Stephen. Stephen said, "I said what I meant and meant what I said." Amen. And listen, and he didn't falter either. You listen to me? Because when they're stoning him, he said, "I see the Lord. I see Jesus." The Bible said steadfastly he's looking. Amen. Though they're stoning him, though they're biting on him, hey, he ain't took his eyes off the prize. He ain't got his eyes off the Lord. He's still looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. Hey, Stephen said, "I see him," and he's a standing up. I heard a man preach out of this text one time. "This crowd's a killing me, but the Lord ain't taking it sitting down." Amen. Hey, here's one of the first martyrs in the book of Acts. And when he's being stoned to death, Jesus stands up to welcome him home for his faithful service to him. Oh, Stephen stood. Hey, you may have to face some ridicule. You may get spit on. Somebody may even slap you. Hey, but you be like Stephen and stand. Don't recant. Don't run. Hey, thank God. The Lord's worth standing for. We see Stephen's Savior. As I close in these verses, I see the Savior's presence, for he's there. As far as Stephen can tell, he's just a step away. You think about that just a minute. Did you hear what I said? To Stephen, the Savior was just a step away. Everybody else, they said, "Man, he's far off," but not to his children. I see the Lord, he's a standing. And we see not only the Savior's prayer, but we see the Savior's peace. For he's saying, "Lord, receive my spirit." That don't sound like a man afraid. Does it to you? And he says, "Lay not this sin to their charge." That don't sound like a man that's mad. Because he wasn't mad. Hey, he said, "Lord, lay it not to their charge." And then he just fell asleep. I won't make a statement going to sound crazy. But just hear what I got to say in relation to the peace of God. Stephen got rocked to sleep. Amen. And I'm not referring to the stones that hit his mortal body. But he found underneath are the everlasting arms of God. And when old Stephen drew his last breath into the presence of the Lord, he appeared. Hey, no regrets. Glad he was saved. Glad that he served God. Oh, friend, today, it did when he died. I'm asking you something. Will it do when you're dying? Somebody said, "Preach, I'm worried about dying. I thought we'd have peace." Well, evidently you ain't dying right now. Amen. What do you need dying peace and dying grace for if you ain't about to draw your last breath? Amen. But when the time comes, amen, I have no idea what the day holds for me. I know men of God that's preached and gone back to change clothes and left this old world. I've known a preacher a few years ago, went home, laid down, take his Sunday nap, and didn't wake up on this side. So if this is the last one I ever preach, I just want to go on record and tell you it's going to do when I'm dying. It is settled, it is anchored, it's all right, and it can be for you right here today. I ask you to answer the question honestly. Will it do when you're dying? See, lost people die too. But there ain't no help and there ain't no peace when it comes time to die. But for the people of God, there's peace. He fell asleep. Amen. Do you know the Lord today? I tell you something, he's been a passing through this place. I recognized him. Yeah, that's right. He's been here a while today. He really has. He come by Sunday school this morning. I mean real and strong. And I think he decided to camp out with us. Amen. And I'm glad he is. Hey, it's a lot different having church and him in the midst. Amen. Hey, the Lord has given you one more opportunity right here today. If you're not really saved, to get saved. There's a group of people in here who's ready. They are. By the fruit of their life, they're ready to meet God. But if you don't know the Lord, you could before you leave here today. Will it do when you're dying? This today, is it really going to do what you're trusting in? What you said salvation, is it real? If it's the salvation of this Bible, it'll do. It'll do. If you're trying works, you're trying water, if you're trying do-betters, it's not going to do it. You hear me? That ain't going to make the crossing. Amen. But Jesus, you'll make it. You'll make it. Aren't you glad to know him today? Father, take a very simple thought, but yet a very powerful and great thought. Will it do when you're dying? Lord, I thank you that it will, because you saved me. Lord, you indwell me. You've wrote my name in your book, and it's forever settled. Help now in this invitation, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed. I've tried my best to mind the Lord today. The choir has minded the Lord and sung with the touch of God upon them. And folk have praised the Lord and bragged on the Lord. And folk have moved to the altar because they know God's ear is open to their cry. But you're here today and you're not saved. Why not now? Why not here? God, one more time, sent the Holy Ghost to convict you. He's a-working on you this morning. Would you respond to him? Would you say yes to him? Be saved. Let's stand while we sing, folk are coming. You may be burdened about somebody lost. I'd come pray for them. But I'm telling my heart, there's somebody right here, and if you don't come, it won't be the fault of the church or me or the Lord. We've done what we could. It's in your court. What are you going to do? Will you be saved today? Or will you bypass it one more time while we sing?